Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Here's Pastor Mark Pearl. Enjoy the message.
This morning, let's go in our Bibles to Romans, the 12th chapter. And I'll remind you, we're in a series on renewing the mind. So we've just been doing some different teachings and about that. And this morning, I'm just going to talk this morning, in the time that I have here, on what renewing the mind is. What renewing the mind is, just so we get a, you know, we're kind of on the same page about this with the Word. So let's go here to Romans 12. How many know you're this is a lifelong journey, you know, renewing the mind. You could think, you know, in terms of like, well, one day I'll get my mind renewed and we'll be good. But you're always going to have to be renewing your mind because the world's always trying to conform you. And life tries to conform you and tries to change your thinking. And when you get, you know, when I got born again, I had to have, you know, I'm like everybody else. You know, I'm prettier than everybody else, but I'm just like everybody else. I had to have my mind renewed. Amen. I didn't know who I was, what I had in Christ and all that. I didn't know any of that, you know. And so, you know, when you get married, you got to get your mind renewed. You're not single any longer. Amen. Right? You don't spend the weekends with the guys now. You spend the weekends with your wife. Amen. Right? And some guys don't know that, and they have to be taught, you know. I just love it when some woman brings her husband to me. Faster fix him, you know. It may take a while. I don't know. But help me understand, you have to have your mind renewed, you know. And you go, if you get a new job, you have to have your mind renewed. Amen. You know, you have to have training and so forth and all. You have to have your mind renewed. They have to renew your mind so you think like they think. Right? Amen. See, that, you know, you don't just go in there and tell them this is the way we're going to do it. How many know that's, you'll get fired, right? Yeah. They hire you to do it the way they want it done. So you have to have your mind renewed. And when you get into this kingdom, see, Dr. Berkeley said this, and this may not be an exact quote. He said, we want to bring into this kingdom what we know, and it doesn't work here. See, we have to renew our minds the way the kingdom works, not the way we think it works. You know, people tell you, here's what I think about it, Pastor. Well, hey, doesn't matter what you think about it. Doesn't matter what I think about it. What matters is what the book says about it. Amen. Amen. This is the way I've got this figured out. A guy told me one time, he said, the way I got it figured out is tithing is this. I already knew I was going to get a bunch of junk when he said that. This is the way I've got it figured out. See, I don't care how you got it figured out. I don't care how I got it figured out. But he told me, he said, the way I got it figured out is if I go to church and I got $60 in my billfold and I give six, I've tithed. But God said, God said, bring your billfold to the house of the Lord, and if you have $60, give six, and I'll pour out a blessing you won't be able to receive. Isn't that what God said?
No.
Come on, isn't that the new perverted translation? That's what some people read, you know. The NPT, the new perverted translation. No, how many know God said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, amen. Bring all the first fruits of your increase, right?
Come on now.
Amen. He said 10%. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so this guy, you know, he. I don't know if he ever got figured out, but you know, that wasn't right. Amen. I mean, you have to have your mind renewed. Amen.
Yeah,
and so it's like this. It's like this. You don't just arrive, you know, there's some nirvana, and bam, we're there, and wow, I don't need to do any more. I'm just good for life. No, you have to keep it renewed because the world will always try to push it back. Life will try to push it back, and you have to keep it renewed with the Word, just like you have to stay full of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Amen. You know, people maybe got baptized 25 years ago, 35 years ago, but you have to stay full of the Spirit of God. You have to have a fresh infilling. Why? Because you leak. Life causes you to leak. And so the same thing's true with the renewing of the mind. It's not just like one time we got it and we're done. No, you're constantly renewing the mind. And you know, that's what children are doing when they're born, man, they're getting their mind filled with things and hopefully good things. That's why sometimes The world wants to put bad things in your children's minds. They want to renew their minds, but you better put good things into their mind.
Come on.
You say, well, I just leave that to, you know, to the church to do that. I leave that to, you know, to the church to take care. No, listen. Listen. Thank God for good children's teachers, right?
Amen.
I mean, thank God for Beth and Nathan, right? Thank God for all those that teach. I say Beth and Nathan because they're out here. I see them. Thank God for them. You know what I'm saying? But they don't have your kids all week long. They only have them for a short period of time, however long pastor preaches. Well, I guess on Sunday you might have longer than that. But, you know, on Wednesday night, however long pastor preaches. You know, so they don't have them that long. It's up to you parents to put the things of God in their mind. See, that's what Deuteronomy said. When you're in your house, talk about the things of God. Talk about the Word. Put that in their mind, right? Because the world's going to be putting something in their mind. And right now, it's not good. Amen? But we can counter that, right? You know, if you can get them, you know, maybe I shouldn't even say this, but I will. If you can get them out of public school, get them out of it.
Amen. I agree.
I don't know that ours are as bad as some places. I don't know. Maybe they are. I don't know. I don't go. I do remember the first day I went. I was really bummed out. That's a long time ago. But I remember first grade, it was like 2:30 in the afternoon. You know, I think we probably got out about 3:30, but I'm sitting there thinking, I have to do this every day, 5 days a week. I got depressed. I was looking for a razor blade to slip my wrist and everything. I was really depressed, back then, you know, we did things. You could pray in school. You could read the Bible. We said the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, and so forth and everything. And we did things that were good things, Matt. But today that's changed. They want to pervert your children's minds. So you have to put the Word into them. You have to have their minds renewed by the Word of God. This isn't just for adults. This starts as the younger you start. The better off it is. You know, a Jewish child at 13 years old could recite the first five books of the Bible. So don't tell me your kids can't learn the Word of God. I remember, you know, we have children's church Sunday morning. We have classes on Sunday, Wednesday night for kids. That's why we started having family service once a month, because one of the parents said to me, and not complaining, but they just made mention of it. And when they said, I thought it's a great idea. And so I'm not open for everybody's idea, but this was a good idea. So don't bring me your ideas. I don't want them. I get enough ideas without, you know, any more help. But they said, you know, our kids never get to hear the pastor preach. And I said, we're going to have one Sunday month where the kids get to hear the pastor preach, where they act like they like it or they don't like it. And whether you think they're getting something out of it or you don't think they're getting something out of it. Because I remember the days when we didn't have all that stuff. I'm not just talking about our church. I'm talking the church in general. You brought your kids. You parked them under the pew. They slept.
Yeah.
And I remember one little boy in church, and I'll never forget, man. He'd be underneath the pews, the chairs, you know, sleeping, playing, collaring, playing with these toy soldiers. But he wasn't disruptive, but he's laying underneath there. And I'd forget what I was talking about. I'd forget what scripture I was on. And I could always count on Josh to tell me where I was at. I'd say, where am I at? All the adults are going, blah, 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 blah. You mean what city were we in? No, I'm talking about what scripture was I on. And he would know. And so he was getting it. Even though it didn't look like he was getting it, he was getting it. And so kids need their minds renewed by the Word of God. Hallelujah. If you don't do that, then the devil's going to get a hold of their minds, and then you're going to have hell on your hands raising them. So you better get the Word in them when they're young. Amen? Now, you find Romans. Look at this verse 2. Well, let's just go to verse 1. Let's just read both verses. Romans 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12, that is, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. See, you're supposed to give your body in service to God.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, I don't always want to do things that I do, but I don't own my body. My body's in service to God. So I make it do things it doesn't want to do. Hallelujah. Sometimes it wants to be lazy. Does anybody else relate to that? Sometimes it doesn't want to do things. You know, it wants to just, you know, sometimes it wants to stay home and sleep. Man, I remember, you know, I used to go preach at a place on Sunday evenings after church. And I went there quite often, and I have to drive about 2.5 hours. And, you know, you know, I don't know whether your body's like mine, but my body on Sundays after church, I go feed it. It wants to eat. And I've never had a Sunday it didn't want to go eat. It's just really predictable. It's like, okay, we fed our spirit, you know, now let's go feed me. And so I go feed it. And then you know what it wants to do next?
Yeah.
What does it want to do next?
Sleep.
It wants to turn football on and sleep. Am I alone in this? Maybe your body doesn't want to turn football on, but it wants to sleep. And so I remember, you know, I told this pastor, he said, will you come and preach at my church? And, you know, on Sundays, at the Sunday night service, and I would go once a month. And he asked me, will you come and till Jesus comes or till we decide mutually to stop, you know, or something like that? I said, yes, I will do that. And there were times I wish I hadn't said that. And Phyllis can tell you, there were times on Sunday afternoon I would say to her, would you go preach? I'm going to stay here and sleep because I'm tired. Amen. But you know what? Listen, present your bodies a living sacrifice. You know, a sacrifice doesn't necessarily want to be a sacrifice. You know, in the Old Testament, they sacrificed, you know, sheep and so forth. I don't imagine any of those sheep are like real thrilled about this. It's like, oh, you need a sacrifice today? Oh, I volunteer. Let it be me. How many know that's nobody wants to be a sacrifice, right? You know, it's like the chicken and the pig going to the picnic and the chicken says, I'm taking eggs. Why don't you bring some bacon? The pig said, you're talking about a sacrifice. See, how many know, sometimes you got to do things with your body. You got to make it do things. You got to make it go to church. You got to make it pray. You can't just live by, listen, even sometimes I don't feel like, there's been times I've been in this pulpit, I didn't feel good. I didn't feel right. Y'all looking at me like, oh, stay away, COVID. No. There are other sicknesses besides COVID.
Come on.
I don't know whether you know this or not. I don't want any of them. But, yeah, I've had attacks, and it wasn't COVID. How come everything's COVID today? I mean, you can't get grilled chicken. It's COVID. What, the chicken's got COVID? What is this? Everything's COVID. No, I can't, you know, it's going to take me six months to get your couch to you. Why? COVID. Couches get COVID? It's just ridiculous. But anyway, let's go on to the message. Amen. Renewing the mind. See, you got to present your bodies. Now, notice the next verse, because this is what we want to talk about. In verse 2, he said, and be not conformed to this world. Don't let your mind be conformed, your life conformed to the world, but let it be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. One of the things that's concerning to me is too many in the church, whatever's the trend in the world, it gets in the church. And that doesn't mean it's God or holy or we should even be doing it. Maybe we should take a look at something. Just cause it's cool and we want to be relevant. You understand that the Holy Spirit is the most relevant being on the planet. When I got saved, I came out of a lifestyle of rock and roll, drugs. And the church I went to, they were an old-time Pentecost church, evolving into in those days, they called a charismatic church. And that meant they were Baptists starting to come. You know, and Methodists and Catholics and, you know, starting to flavor it. But they're coming to an old-time Pentecost church. You know what I'm saying? And so they sang out of the blue hymnal, and they would sing songs like, as I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. I want to tell you something, man. Then none of the groups I listened to ever even did that song. There was absolutely nothing relevant in this church to my culture. Nothing. Zero. You got that? But there was somebody there who was relevant to everybody, and it was the Holy Spirit. And I will take him over my type of music any day. I didn't even know there was such thing as contemporary Christian music. I never heard of that. Now, it was starting to become popular back then. It was starting to make its rise in the Christian world, what was called, we called it contemporary Christian music. And but it was just getting off the ground. And I remember the first time I heard it, I got in a car with a guy, and he turned on his tape player, and it was contemporary Christian music. I like to climb out of the vehicle. Because to me, I didn't know it existed. And I thought, man, I'm not going to sit here and listen to rock and roll. I just came out of that. I just came out of life. I don't need that. Cars, rock and roll, all that, it brings me back to my drug days. And, you know, I'd about ready to climb out. And then I heard they were talking about God, and, well, okay, maybe. I was still a little nervous about it. Now, there wasn't anything wrong with it. It just blew me away. So what I'm saying is, look, see, this thing about, you know, we got to be relevant, we got to be culturally relevant. Listen, the most relevant thing you can do is have the Holy Spirit. Now, it's okay to, you know, if it's godly and there's nothing wrong with it, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there are some things we do modernize. We use the technology. We use all that stuff. But let's don't depend on that. Let's depend on the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen. You know, thank God we started out, I thought we hit the big time when we had a overhead projector to put the words on the wall. You know, for that, you passed out sheets of music, you know, paper with music on there, you know, you kept those. But then we really met with high tech, and we had an overhead projector, and you always had somebody up there, and they'd flip, take it off, and put the oven on, you know. I'm like, man, we are moving on here. Glory to God, NASA lookout. You know what I'm saying? And so, but you know what? That's a dinosaur now. See, if you were to come to me and say, Pastor, I want you to pray with me and agree with me, I'm believing God to open a typewriter store. I'm going to tell you, go back home and pray a little bit, maybe fast a meal or two, and think about that a little bit, because that's a dinosaur, see. So my point is, I'm not against being modern. I'm against being worldly. There's a difference. So we have to check everything and make sure and keep our minds renewed with the Word and not let the world conform us and make us think we have to do certain things. You know what I'm saying? Right? Come on, are you with me now? So let's just talk about this a little bit. We got a little bit of time here, but let's talk about this renewing of the mind. What is renewing of the mind? Well, Paul said this. Now notice what he said in Romans chapter 2. Again, he said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So all transformation comes by the renewing of your mind. Now, you need a transformation in your life? Anybody need any kind of transformation? Whether it's financial transformation, spiritual transformation, physical transformation, like with your health or so forth. It's all going to start by the renewing of your mind. You're going to have to change the way you think about it to get there. That's what Paul said. We are transformed by what? The renewing of our mind. Now think about this. Now, I want you to think about this because I want you to think about what renewing of the mind is. One of the things renewing of the mind is renovating. Renovating. You know, since we've been a church, we've been in four different locations. Three of them, we renovated. One, we just was there for a year. It was a Bible college. And it was already, you know, it was somebody else's, and it was pretty new anyway. But every building we went into, we renovated. The first building that we got, I saw it with a flashlight in the dark. Wasn't any power on. And so, you know, I signed a lease on it. Got the lights turned on and thought, man, they're better off turned off. This place needs some renovation. How many were in on that renovation? A few of you. One, two, three, maybe four. Where were you, Brother Kenny? What were you doing? Brother Greg said you were hiding. I knew that. He hadn't come yet. But I'll tell you how good he was. He said when he did come and he heard all we did, he asked Phyllis, well, why didn't you tell me about it? Well, we didn't know you, Brother Kenny. Well, I actually knew him, but not well enough to call him and say, get down here and get to work. What's wrong with you? Yeah. But we had to renovate the building. Why? It wasn't ready. It wasn't fit for the master's use. Now, once we got done with it, it looked pretty decent inside. It did. It turned out pretty good. And so it worked for a while. And then we went and we leased a building over on Vogel Road. And the building there, it was already good. It looked good. It was fairly new. It was nice. But it just wasn't ready for a church. It wasn't set up totally for what we needed. And so we had to renovate it. We had to make a nursery. And we had to close off the sanctuary and make that room one big room of sanctuary. We had to make a stage and a sound booth. And so we spent a few $1,000s renovating that and stayed there for 7 years or so. And all we had to renovate. Then we bought this building and, you know, it needed some renovation. This stage area was a room in itself. It was a separate room. It was a photography studio. And so, you know, we had to take the doors out. There were glass here and doors there. There's walls we had to knock down. There's walls we had to put up. We had to make a bathroom, a women's bathroom. So we had to take part of the break room kitchen, turn it into a women's bathroom. And so if, I don't know why we couldn't just got porta potties for the women, but anyway, put them in back there, you know. Anyway, that's a joke. But, you know, we had to do all that, and we had to do a lot, do different things. The nursery and Phyllis's office and all that was like, that was one big room, I think. And we made it two and put a hallway in there. And then you all kept having babies, and we lost the hallway. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about Phyllis's office. It's not looking good for it to me, I'm telling you. Looking like to me, she's going to lose her office. And you know what I'm saying? Baby cometh, hallelujah. So, you have to renovate it. Well, when you get born again, if you're going to be fit for the master's use, you've got to renovate your mind. You've got to change the way you think about things. Because God doesn't think like we think. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. See, He gave us His Word to renew our minds so we'd think His thoughts and walk in His ways. It's not that He's saying, you know, in Isaiah, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, my ways are higher than your ways. Ugh, you big dummy. That's not what He's doing. He's letting us know there's a better way for us. He said, let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts. Why? Well, if you forsake your thoughts, you're going to have somebody's thoughts because you're going to be thinking. Well, get his thoughts. Think about things like he thinks. Renewing the mind is literally seeing things in this life the way God sees them. See, when you get born again, your spirit man gets in connection with God. How many know that? It becomes what the Bible calls quickened or alive. He's made alive. He's connected to God. And so, the Bible says he that's joined to the Lord is one spirit, see. Your spirit. So your spirit man is how you see, perceive, hear, know God. That connection. That is your vertical realm. That's the vertical connection. But out here on the horizontal plane, that's your mind, how you see things. And you have to have that renewed to see things the way God sees things. I don't see sickness and disease the way I saw it 45 years ago. I don't see poverty and lack the way I saw it 45 years ago. I don't see a lot of things the way I saw them 45 years ago because I've renewed my mind to see it the way God sees it. And I happen to know God wants me to have health. Amen. Now, I may have to fight a fight of faith because I'm down here in this cursed world, but I know what God wants me to have. How do I know that? Well, by one thing, reading His Word. You know, two, being around other people that knew. Three, listening to people preach to me. I'll just give you, if you want to help yourself and help your joy level and help your victory level, don't spend all your time watching your TV.
Come on.
Don't spend all your time listening to talk radio. Listen to some preaching.
Yeah.
Get your mind renewed.
Amen.
I would challenge you, you know, if you've never done it, just take 1 week and say, all I'm going to do is listen to preaching this week. You would be surprised what's going to happen to you in a week's time.
Amen.
That is, if you're listening to the right preaching.
Yeah.
You know, people of faith, amen. Just ask me, Pastor, is this person approved? I'm not going to talk bad about him, but if I go, that means no. Okay? All right. So renewing the mind is literally renovating your mind so it's fit for the Master's use. You have to have it renovated. Amen? See, let's go to Philippians chapter 2. You know, thank God, when you get born again, you're just on a journey. I'm telling you, you're on a journey for some good things. When I got born again, I didn't know much. You know, I'm like you. I mean, you know, I may have been worse than you are, because I just didn't know much about the Bible. I didn't know much about the, you know, things, and I had to have my mind renewed to some of these things. You know, I would. You know, I was so dumb. I got a hold of Brother Hagin's books, you know, and I was so dumb about spiritual things and about the way people in the kingdom talk. I was so stupid that, you know, I would read in Brother Hagin's books and he would talk about the spiritual realm. Well, you know, where I came from, we didn't use the word realm. I don't ever remember being around my friends and talking about the word realm. We got in some realms, but we didn't use the word realm. I don't know why, I just would call it relam. The spiritual relam. And one day some guy who was a Christian, I was talking about the spiritual relam. He goes, the what? I said, you know, the spiritual relam. He said, it's realm. Well, just hanging around the right people, I got my mind renewed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I won't say that again.
Amen.
English wasn't one of my top subjects. Maybe you can still tell. Math was even worse. I couldn't figure out why Y wanted to figure out what B should be.
Yeah.
Who cares? We got fingers and toes. God gave them to us for a reason, to count things. But anyway, you know, English wasn't one of the main things for me, you know, and I would talk about the sword of the Spirit, S-W-O-R-D, the sword of the Spirit. One day, a Christian lady nicely said to me, did you know it's sword, not sword? Now, if I'd been like Pastor Deb, I'd have just said, whatever. I hope she's not watching this morning. I've corrected her English, I don't know how much, and she's like, they get it, they understand. I'm just trying to help you, that's all. And I'm sure I still butcher words still. But anyway, I'm working on it. Amen. Now Philippians, did you go there?
Yes.
Verse 12, chapter 2. Paul said, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Notice this. Now, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and do his good pleasure. I want you to notice he told us to work out our salvation.
Right.
Now notice what he didn't say. He didn't say work for your salvation. He said work out your salvation.
Right.
You can't work something out you don't already have.
Right.
You must already have it. And if you have it, and Paul said it has to be worked out, then it must need to be worked out. Now what is this talking about? Well, see, part of the process of renewing the mind is working out what God's given you on the inside, your salvation, working it to where it's on the outside in your life operative.
Right.
See, it's one thing to have something. It's another thing to know how to use it or to be able to use it. Now, I keep thinking this because, you know, I bought a new truck back in 2018. And it does a lot of things. But, and I keep telling myself, I've got to read the manual. I've got to read the manual. This thing will do things that I'm not doing with it because I don't know about it. I haven't renewed my mind to it. You know what I'm saying? I'll find things out, you know, just by messing around with it. Man, I didn't know you could do that. I'm not talking about the basics of putting in park and drive and so. I'm talking about the electronics, the computer stuff. Are you listening to me? You know what I'm saying? I found out, you know, hey, I can program it to when I remote start it, my heated seats come on. So I climb in there, it's nice and cozy. Hallelujah. Then I found out, you know what? In the summertime, I can program it where my air conditioned seats come on. Boy, what pickup trucks have evolved into. Oh my gosh. They're supposed to be rough and rugged. But anyway, I'm glad they've evolved anyway. But you know what I'm saying? See, there's things. Now why? You have to read the manual to know what it'll do. And I keep telling myself, you got to get your manual out. You got to read your manual. There's a lot of things you could be doing here that you're not doing and make your life easier. And you'd probably be more spiritual and happy and full of joy and light. No, I added that. But I mean, it just can be a convenience, right? And make it easier. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you have to learn how to do that. I had it, speaking of Pastor Debbie, I had to teach her one time that you could actually speak your punctuations into your phone. You know how you talk voice text. And she didn't realize you could do all that stuff. She just took off with us, man. She just kept doing it over and over and over and over and over again because her mind wasn't renewed to that. Your mind has to be. See, some of you are like, I didn't know that. Well, you just got your mind renewed this morning. Just make sure you check it before you send it. But see, you get a new phone, you get a new computer, what do you got to do? You got to figure out how it works. You got to have your mind renewed. See, what are you doing? You're working out the things that it'll do. When you get born again, God puts salvation inside of you. And Paul said, work it out. Paul said, and he also told us, he said, that's worked out. You're transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. So we have to have our mind renewed to these things. See, Paul told the Ephesians, said, put on the new man by renewing your mind, being renewed in the spirit of your mind. Amen. Come on now. So what is renewing of the mind? Well, renewing of the mind is becoming on the outside what God's already made you to be on the inside. It's just becoming. It's becoming what you've been made to be. See that you've heard this before. You know the word transformation is the word metamorphosis, which is like the cocoon, the worm, the caterpillar becoming a butterfly. There's a total change takes place. That's inside of that caterpillar. That butterfly, he's inside there, but he's got to have a metamorphosis for that to come out. There's something good inside of you when you get born again, but you got to have a metamorphosis for that to come out. And when it comes out, that's when you're transformed. Wow. Hallelujah. Paul, look at 2 Corinthians 3:18. Go there. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Come on, are you getting something this morning? 2 Corinthians 3:18. The Bible says, and this is, which is one verse here, it says, but we all, 2 Corinthians 3:18, we all, with the King James says, open face, but unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord are changed or transformed. Same word in Romans. Transformed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. So what is he saying? Well, when we look into the new covenant, the glory of the new covenant, that's what he's talking about here in this third chapter. He's talking about the glory of the new covenant compared to the glory of the old covenant. And he said, when we look into the glory of the new covenant, we are changed into that image. Something starts to happen the more we look into the Word of God. See, the more you spend time. Now, you know, how do we renew our mind? Well, we spend time in God's Word, whether that's with reading the Bible, whether that's listening to people preach, whether that's listening to tapes, or you can renew your mind through music if it's good music, if they're speaking the Word, or being around other believers, you know, can challenge you, renew your mind, change the way you think. Amen. Being around, that's why it's important who you hang around with, because your mind will be renewed. Whatever, you know, the old saying, you put garbage in, you get garbage out. Sometimes we get mad at our tech things, but sometimes it's what we put in it. I was beaten on mine one day years ago before I got sanctified. And I was in the office, and I was beating on my computer or something, calling it a Stone Age piece of junk. And Miss Phyllis goes by and says, "You have what you say." A lot of times we get aggravated at things that we programmed it. Amen. Well, them kids of mine, we'll program them. Well, the world says, I don't care what the world says, they're just wrong. You got to train up a child, the Bible said, in the way he should go. Right? You have to train up. They're not just going to get it. Amen. So, and I want to close with this. One of the things, matter of fact, if it's okay, let's go to the book of Hebrews. Let's close right here, Hebrews chapter 5. I want to close with this, because I think it's important that I go back and talk about this just a little bit, so that we understand, you know, sometimes we think, well, I've heard all this before. Well, see, you have a problem when that's your attitude, that I've heard it all before, you know. Because if you're not, that tells me you're not hungry for it, and you've already lost it and don't even know it, see.
Right.
Amen. Now, I've had steak before, you know, good steak before, and, you know, I still am hungry for it. I still have it. I don't just say, oh, man, I've had steak before, you know. Probably, I don't know, maybe one of my favorite foods is maybe pizza. I don't know. I know this is Pastor Chuck's, yeah. He's never met a bad pizza yet, but he's never ate one that my little brother used to make. It's like ketchup on it or something. And so, but, you know, I'm kind of understand what he's talking about. You know, I like pizza, you know. I like pizza. Maybe it's my favorite food. I don't know. Usually my favorite food is what I'm eating at the time. Usually. Oh, my gosh. I'm having flashbacks. This pastor I preach for, he's also a caterer. And he catered us some food. And some of y'all went home and went to bed. And I'm going to tell you what you missed. It was the best pulled pork I've ever had in all of my life. Flat down. Nobody could beat it. I was so glad Pastor Jerry went home. Because that meant I got like three, I had to go back three times. And if Pastor Jerry had been there, I'd only gotten to go back once. You know, he'd been gone. Yeah, he can't take truth sometimes, you know. But you know what? And you know what? I've had it before, but I want it again. Amen. So see, if you really are hungry for something, you want it again. And when you're hungry for God's word, you want it over and over and over again. Oh my gosh, pastor's not preaching on confession again. Oh man, this is like 327 times the last 5 years. You need your mind renewed. Amen. Now I wanted to show you something here, because it's important, as we close out, it's important that we know we have to keep our minds renewed. See, if you don't, you'll go backwards. Why is it that some in the church, listen, we got whole denominations that are accepting moral standards that they rejected 10 years ago. They rejected the immoral standards that they're now accepting. 10 years ago, they said no to it. Now they say, well, yeah, God loves everybody. Well, that's true, but doesn't mean he likes everything everybody's doing.
Come on.
So what happened there? Did God's word change?
No.
What happened is they got their minds conformed by the world instead of keeping them transformed by the word of God. As long as you stay in the Word, you're not going to accept things that God doesn't accept. Amen. Now notice here in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, Paul said, for the time, For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you ought to be able to teach other people. You have need that one teaches you again. Everybody say again.
Again.
What does that mean? That means you lost it. You lost it. Which be the first principles of the oracles of God and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. But strong meat or strong food, solid food, belongs to them that are of full age, even those, now notice this, who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. The word reason of use, that those words there, means by practice. You just keep at it. You keep renewing your mind to the word of God. You keep doing the things, amen, that got you there to start with. And see, we're seeing the slipping, see, we're actually in the midst of what the Bible calls, the Bible talked about, Paul said in the last days, he said that some would depart from the faith. He also told the church at Thessalonica, he said that the time would come, he said that there would be a falling away. He told Timothy, he said, there'll be a time, he said, when they won't endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, their own desires will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, people that just tell them what they want to hear. I don't know about you. I don't want somebody to just tell me what I want to hear. I want somebody to tell me what I need to hear, whether I like it or not. Right? You know, I mean, if you're sitting in a good church, there are times you're going to get rebuked. You're going to get corrected. The word's going to correct you. It's going to rebuke you. It's going to make you uncomfortable. And if it doesn't, you're going to the wrong place. There's got to be times, because if the Lord loves you, guess what He does? He rebukes you, He chastens you, He corrects you. He doesn't do it with disease or break your leg or anything. He does it with His Word. Whether that's through you reading the Bible or your pastor getting up on Sunday morning and preaching something that gets on you a little bit. Now, if you're one that says, I don't care what you say, there is a word in the Bible for you. It's a four-letter word. Anybody know what it is? Fool. The Bible says a wise man loves correction. A fool can't stand rebuke. See, if you think you're perfect and you don't need any correction, you're already a fool. You're already a fool. Everybody needs corrected. Everybody needs the word to correct them. I've had people say, nobody tells me what to do but Jesus. No, you're a liar. He doesn't tell you what to do, because if he was telling you what to do, you wouldn't have that attitude. That was too strong, Pastor. Well, suck it up, buttercup. You know what I'm talking about. You're just not telling the truth, because if you're telling the truth, if Jesus tells you what to do, you have a sweet attitude about it. You'd even take correction even if you didn't need it. It's good preaching, isn't it? Well, I don't know. I'm waiting to see where it's going. It's closing. That's what it's doing. Before it goes someplace it shouldn't go. Amen. Well, you got to understand. See, we have to have this attitude that we constantly want our minds renewed. We're constantly out to renew our minds. See, I've studied the subject of healing for, almost 40 years. Well, I certainly don't think I know everything there is about it. I'm still open. I'm still learning. I'm still getting corrected. Amen. Because why? There's always more. There's always more. And that's the way you stay fresh in God and keep your mind renewed. That's what God told Joshua. He said, hey, look, he said, you know, Joshua's getting ready to go into the, and if you can, Jill, if you can, come on up. Joshua was getting ready to go into the promised land, take the children of Israel. And God said to him, he said, this book of the law will not depart out of your mouth, but you'll meditate therein day and night. Right. that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then you'll have good success. Then you'll, your way will be prosperous. Well, what's he talking about? He said, Joshua, you're going to have to keep your mind renewed. You're going to face some giants. You're going to see some things you don't want to see. Your mind has to stay renewed. You got to keep it renewed. Why? Because once you, even though Joshua's going in there, he's excited. Praise God, we're getting the land. Once he gets in there, he's got to keep his mind renewed because the giants are going to try to conform him. And God said, you need to do this day and night. Hallelujah. Day and night. Day and night. Praise God. That's a long time, isn't it? That's a lot. Amen. But that's what God said. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.